Lynn, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
All right, wonderful, wonderful. Everyone is here. First Thursday of Seattle, African American and people of color's business advocacy group that meets every first Thursdays, and you guys have to let me know how long you've been in existence, and I'm sure people have heard it already, but just to give people a little bit of a reference of how long you've been around and what do you actually do in terms of advocacy?
Well, James, I've been involved with First Thursday for actually going on 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I came to it from the construction side. I'm a general contractor, been in business 33 years, and really came to work with Larry and trying to help this community get more back involved in the construction field. You know, I've been doing this for about 33 years, and when I first came to Seattle, you know, we used to have about 100 contractors that were out in the city, very vibrant businesses and employing a lot of young African-American males, and now I don't see that, and I see First Thursday trying to address some of those problems.
You're trying to bring back and implement a plan that will get especially a lot of young African-American men working, which is definitely needed in this community, working at livable wage jobs, and not just you know, the service industry where they're making minimum wage, but livable wages where they can afford to live in the city or live, you know, comfortably and have a home, or, you know, and take care of their families. And that's very important.
Yeah, James, you know, right now we do a lot of work for the city, and my journeymen are getting approximately $50 an hour on daily wage projects. And we can get some apprenticeships in these programs, and they can start off making $20-something an hour as they learn.
Okay.
So it's a real big deal, and our community need to take advantage of that. Right now in the community, there's a shortage of workers in Seattle and Washington area. So they're bringing in folks from all over the state to do these jobs that our kids need to be involved in.
Well, yeah, I see a lot of different license plates from out of town, and I'm assuming that a lot of these guys are coming in because there is jobs and work. But Lynn, maybe you can answer this question in regards to training and getting folks up to speed, because you're talking about working on a lot of the construction here. It takes a certain skill level that folks need to have. So how do you get these young folks, young men who are interested in the construction industry, how do you get them all indoctrinated to the aspects of being skillful to be able to participate in that particular industry?
Well, first of all, you need to turn them on. They need to see this. You know, a lot of the young people that I've been working with, they want to get to the top right away. They need to know that you need to come in and got to get your hands dirty and pay your dues.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them come in and they think that, well, construction is just, you know, physical labor, hard work, but it's not at all. There's project managers, there's administration, there's folks who schedule, there are a lot of women in the field, and there's all kind of aspects that they can come in and make get some gainful employment.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I want to do, and I'm involved with other organizations, is to basically teach and mentor these young folks. They need to be taught and mentored a certain way. If, in fact, they're having trouble with their math skills, and math is a big part of these projects, knowing how to do your math, we have folks at NAACP who can tutor you and help you along and support. So right now we want to get some young people, involve them, support them if they have any issues. We want to make them stronger, and First Thursday is a big part of that.
Well, tell me how you're actually your plan on how to get to these young folks, because...
Well, right now, I'm the chairman of SDI on 22nd and Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pre-apprenticeship program. It's a six-month program where young folks come in and they teach them how to work with various tools. They try to get them ready to go into these union apprenticeship programs.
Okay.
Like I said, it's a six-month program. I'm trying to get them to give them a stipend or give them some kind of income while they're going through that 6-month training program.
Okay.
But you know, there's a big need, and I can tell you now that the unions and the construction fields, they're looking for skilled folks, and that's the problem. It takes a while to train them, but what we'd like to do, I think, if you get some very motivated young African-Americans, they can learn pretty quickly, and hopefully we can teach them these skills and get them on board as quickly as possible.